Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday, everyone. Today is Feel Good Friday. We've made it through an entire work week. We are so excited to head into the weekend. At least I am. I'm pretty sure you are too. And for Feel Good Fridays over here at Yoga Girl Daily, we always do something that has to do with self-care so that we can really transition easily from our intense work week to get into the weekend mode where we deserve some really good time to just wind down, relax, and enjoy ourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today for our Feel Good Friday, I want you to go outside. And this for some of us is a totally natural thing. You know, we have a really intense, beautiful connection with nature. We do something outside every day. For some of us, maybe we don't have that connection with nature and we take either nature for granted, like we don't think about Mother Earth all that much, or perhaps we live in a really busy city and we don't have that connection to nature as much. So this will, of course, depend on how you live. If you are living in a city, what I want you to do today is find the closest thing to nature that you have around. So maybe it's that really beautiful park that's somewhere close by to where you live. Maybe there's a little sliver of a, you know, green area somewhere. Perhaps you live somewhere close by water of some kind. Maybe there is a river or a lake or an ocean somewhere close by. Perhaps you live close to nature or in nature and connecting with nature for you is really easy. But you're going to have to make this work in whichever way is easiest for you. And if you're in the middle of the busiest city ever and you don't have anything that resembles nature, which I know is the case for some of you, then find something. Perhaps it's going outside and sitting under the sky. Like, tilt your head back and look at the sky and give yourself a few moments to meditate just outside. Do this today regardless of weather. And this is an important thing, regardless of weather. So if you're somewhere where it's really cold right now, because yes, it's not, you know, the eternal summer for everyone everywhere. I live in Aruba. It's really hot and warm here all year long. That's not the case for everywhere in the world. So maybe it's raining where you're at. Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's really, really hot. Regardless of weather, I want you to go outside and give yourself a moment to really connect with nature. And this is something that has to happen in an offline way. So leave your phone at home or turn your phone off or don't engage with it. Go outside, find a place to sit, to connect and tune in and be silent. So if you're somewhere where you have a forest around, go take a walk through the woods, find a tree, sit down by that tree, lean up against the tree trunk and sit there and breathe. Or hug a tree. Honestly, it's one of the things I miss about living in Sweden the most. When I lived in Sweden, I had this really beautiful and slightly weird practice of hugging trees. It's really, really powerful to connect with trees in a physical sense. Even placing your hands on something in nature, maybe the ground, a piece of grass, a tree trunk, you know, find a rock, something that's nature, and connect with that. Right? So Mother Earth, Mother Nature was here long before any of us were, before any of the stuff that we surround ourselves with every day that we think is so important. Right? We tend to get lost with this idea that we're building something or building a business or, you know, a career, or we want to acquire things in our lives. And actually, And the big grand scope of things, none of that matters all that much. And we're in this place right now where actually Mother Earth needs our help. It's much harder for us to be in support and cherish and appreciate Mother Earth every day if we feel disconnected from her. So especially if we're living in the city and all we see is, you know, asphalt and cement and tall buildings, it can be a really hard thing to remember that, oh, you know, beneath all of this, before these buildings were here, you know, there was vast oceans and grass and these big, beautiful forests. You know, what was this earth like in the space before we built on it? Take a moment to connect to nature today. It's going to give you a really beautiful sensation in your heart of belonging. Anytime we connect with nature, it reminds us that we are not alone. It reminds us that we have this deep, deep, deep sacred connection to the earth we walk upon and to every person who walks this earth with us. And if you have a meditation practice, meditating outside, giving yourself a couple of minutes to connect with nature, it's much easier to do that. It's honestly much easier to tune into that vibration of being really present when we do that surrounded by nature. So find that beautiful rock to sit on, find some grass, go into the woods, go to the lake, go to the river, go outside, go into the rain, you know, feel the raindrops on your skin if it's raining outside. Give yourself that moment to be outside. Do that today. It's a really important practice to have, especially if you've forgotten about this connection to what birthed us all, right? Mama Earth, she's what connects us, what brought us here. And trust me when I say you're going to get that feel-good feeling of connecting with nature that hopefully will lead you into a really beautiful weekend. And perhaps this entire weekend can be spent immersed in nature outside. Wherever you're at, I hope you enjoy Mother Earth today. Give her some gratitude, some blessings. Appreciate her and do that every single day. Thank you so much for tuning into Yoga Girl Daily this week. I'll be back on Monday.